welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and we are on the final issue of this Gravest Warriors story arc. Issue number 4. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last 3 episodes. And so this one, again, we pick up right where we left off with Sadness coming out of the... Oh, nope. Actually, they're now inside the house. My bad. I guess she was nice enough to invite them in instead of leaving them on the porch. So she is getting ready to attack the Bravest Warriors. And they're just... The Bravest Warriors themselves are just kind of... Not bickering, but... Wallow is like, man, Sadness is a rockin' hot stone cold fox. And he's kind of infatuated with her. Well, Danny takes the initiative and he jumps ready to attack and gets his head chopped off. Yeah. The other four, because Danny is now dead, are like, What just happened? So they, the bad thing is that Sadness is now has Danny's head, his skeleton, his skull, and is mocking the rest of the Bravest Warriors. And the rest of them are like, you know what, screw this. And they go to attack. And they get their heads chopped off. So the Bravest Warriors are dead. I guess that's a quick end to this issue. Until we flip over to the next page, and now they're all ghosts back at their home base. And we get an explanation from Danny that he keeps a backup of their brains, their brain waves, their brains. And he did this by putting a chip in their skulls when they were all asleep, because he's a tech whiz. But this is also where we get, they appear in the kitchen right where the cupcakes were. So, got the one cupcake still, the orange cupcake still sitting there, the green one all smashed to bits. Well, the orange cupcake apparently is like a ship now, because they get their ghosts, or as Chris says, super ghosts, and I know Beth says mega ghosts, but is what they're just ghosts. Sucks them in. The one thing I don't get is that apparently Pixel, his arm computer radio thing, is also a ghost. I don't get that. But that might be more... That's something that I don't understand. It is what it is. But they get sucked into the cupcake. And so, when I was talking about the cupcakes still being active in the first issue, behind the Bravest Warriors as they were watching their movies. Well, it turns out it was the Bravest Warriors' ghost in the cupcakes doing all that. So, yeah. Sadness is playing around with the skulls, and one of the chips, falls out. And so she realizes that they're apparently doing the old beam your memories... Beam our memories back in time into a cupcake trick. Because that is a normal trick. I don't know. Just go with it, guys. Honestly, I have no idea. She pops up in front of the dead green cupcake, which then she raises back from the dead, and then she jumps into the green cupcake. So that's why we saw them fighting before. And the orange cupcake, so I told you that one was going into this panel. It was grabbing these codes that would allow Danny to bring everybody back to life through this, it's not a clone thing, but, it's space. Maybe it's a clone thing. I don't know. I do at one point, Beth is like, why would you, I thought we talked about you, not putting stuff in people's heads while we're asleep. And Danny's like, you put spiders' eggs in my head. And Beth's like, you know what? Good point. This actually is beneficial for us. I can't argue with that. So I guess that's good. I don't know. But yeah, after they finally defeat the sadness green cupcake, because they have this. Okay, yeah. They then are brought back to life through the goo. And then they decide, they're trying to figure out exactly what they're going to need to do. And Danny comes up with the idea of stowing away on their spaceship. And then once they get to the planet, instead of following their old selves, they can just go right to sadness and take care of it that way. So, yeah. So they stow away in the storage compartment. And then they get to the part where, you know, the ancient and nameless evil attaches onto the ship. And so Danny realizes he's got to do something. And he's like, okay, nobody freak out. I've got this. And he starts rummaging through this box and pulls out a helmet with a bunch of components and like an X visor. And then he hands it to Danny. So follow me here. Danny hands it to Danny. I mean, it's past Danny, but he hands the helmet and everything to Danny. And they're like, the present Danny is like, all right, here you go. And past Danny is like, do I even want to know? Present Danny says, nope. And past Danny says, fair enough. Catch you later. Catch you, me, later, alligator. So, you know, time is a loop or a circle, which is a loop. And they're like, all right, cool. I guess we'll go with that. And we see, as we get back to the planet, we see who the bravest warriors crushed. And it was this clown guy who was gonna murder a bunch of orphans. So maybe crushing him with the ship was a good idea. I'm gonna say yes. So the past bravest warriors go off. The present future ones decide to go right to the house, and their way of making sure their heads don't fly off this time is wrapping their necks with duct tape. So makes sense, I guess. And so they get to the house, and you know how I said something earlier about having a Wizard of Oz feel? Well, this is literally a Wizard of Oz feel. There is a curtain in the corner that they open up, and there is the, I don't know if the same time traveler, but now he's all brown instead of the green like he was. Oh, well, I guess it still is kind of a god. But this apparently was the god of unhappiness, and the clowns had become kind of content with their unhappiness, so they weren't actually praising the god celery thing. I don't know. But that kind of ends that battle. And so the bravest warriors leave, and as they are leaving, they're like, another job well done. We should get our ship and get out of here before the other versions of us show up, which then the other versions of them show up and go to kill Clowno and the god. I don't know. It confuses. That part confuses me too. I know, again, there are two of them now because the other ones didn't die. So I'm assuming these are the first ones? I don't know. It's time travel's weird. And then the last backup story, side mission, is Beth needs, what'd she say? She needs 5 more in-game achievements to stay on top of the online rankings. So they played this like learning game, but it's not correct. Like, they defeat Attila the Hun by making his nose bleed, because why not? Then they have to fight Ben Franklinstein, and they do that by taking a kite and cutting him in half. And then their final battle is Abe Lincoln, which is just a goose with a fake beard attached and the top hat. No, I'm sorry, it's a duck. I know those are so both similar, they're very confusing, but yeah, it was a duck. Their way of defeating that, and they were all scared. They have no idea what to do. Like, this thing is, Abe Lincoln's gonna, like, destroy them. And then Danny just throws a towel or a blanket on it and puts it to sleep. Like, this, they're, this game was based off of history they found on an encyclopedia online, which was probably Wikipedia, let's be honest, which, you know, everybody can add and edit and do all that stuff. But that ends that issue. These were fun. Like, it's, you don't have to think about anything. Like, it's just, you want something to kind of just numb your mind. The Bravest Warriors is a fun book. I really enjoyed this first volume. Not like, it's a different enjoyment than, say, like, Crisis on Infinite Earths, or even some of, let's see, what else have we done? Like, some of the Avengers books we've covered. This is just a fun little thing to, hey, look, I got time to read. Why don't we just bust out these four issues? Like, I was able to actually read this whole thing in like an hour. It wasn't really that long, but it was a fun read that I think, if you're looking for something different than the run-of-the-mill superhero books, you can pick up this one and still enjoy it. And, like, I would have no problem giving this to my kid, my daughter, actually probably even my girlfriend's daughter. I think she would have fun with this too. There are some, not really, I'm not going to say adult themes, but, like, more teenage-level themes. So be aware of that. But all in all, it's a fun thing. At the very, like, bottom of almost each page, the writer, Joey, or what did I say his name was? Kamaru? Again, I apologize. He's got little, like, snippets, just little, like, jabs in there for some stuff. Like, at one point when they're talking about like the nameless evil, nameless and ancient evil, ancient and nameless evil, there we go, when that quote unquote attacks, he calls them pukums. And so it kind of seems like when he says that, and then at that one point where when the cat looks behind looking at nothing, you could kind of make a play like the cat was looking at the writer, kind of thing. It's a fun thing. I had a lot of fun with it, so I would say go check it out if you guys really want to. You don't have to. I mean, honestly, I would say go check out the show on at least the first two seasons on YouTube. It's under the Cartoon Hangover channel, called The Bravest Warriors. It is a fun series. I really enjoyed it. So check that out. Go ahead and give us a rating and review on Apple Podcast. 5 stars would be preferable, but at the same time, just give us whatever you want. And if you write us a review, I will read it on the show. I may need to be reminded by Ron or myself sometimes, but I will read them on the show. Our song was done by Joe from Sex Turtles, who you can find him on Wreck My Podcast. We have got two t-shirts, over at Redbubble. Just look up Comic Book Rundown and you'll see both designs there. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do it on, you know, Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, and you can also, if you want to email us at all, which is another thing we can read on the show, email us at comicbookrundown@gmail.com. So I think that is everything. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you later.